La Merced de Buenos Aires is a small parish in the middle of the Andes Mountains in Ecuador. Residents here have been struggling to defend their community from mining and the damage it causes for years. Now they're opposing the entry of a subsidiary of the Australian company Hancock Prospecting, a firm that has 6 mining concessions in the area to extract copper. Police were recently deployed to the area to protect their operations. They used tear gas and violence to control a peaceful protest. Zulema Armas is a parish leader. She says she has lost hope because no one is helping them in the fight to protect their community.
Buenos Aires has lost all hope. There is no government, no law, and it hurts. We want peace, and I'm traumatized. We thought the police there was sent to respect us because there were women, old people, but it was the contrary. The police is not for us, for the poor, for rural communities. The police is for the rich.
The people of La Merced de Buenos Aires say they know what mining can do to their territory. 4 years ago, they resisted when at least 10,000 illegal miners invaded the mountains in search of gold and filled the water with mercury and cyanide and left a trail of irreversible environmental damage. The crisis forced the government to declare a state of emergency. But now, with established companies trying to legally enter the territory again, Franklin Romero is concerned.
Para nosotros, las montañas...
For us, the mountains, the water is everything, is our mother, is how we can survive. The government is giving all the facilities for the company to come here and destroy the area. Nobody asked us whether we want this.
The government concession to the company is questioned by a report by the Controller General of the state. Environmental groups say Ecuador's constitution is being violated.
The state is violating the rights of the people to guarantee the work of transnational companies. The state has failed in the past because of the illegal mining crisis. Now they want to bring legal mining, but they are doing it with no previous consultation, as the constitution demands.
President Guillermo Lasso has created an action plan to promote legal mining and is hoping to exploit over 2.9 million hectares in the country. Ecuador's mining chamber says dialogue is the only way out of the crisis.
Yo creo que no existe.
There is no industry in the world that is born without those first pains. I believe the future of the country is in mining. I believe we have to care for the environment, but we also need minerals. The best way to stop illegal mining is to promote legal and responsible mining.
But in La Merced de Buenos Aires, people are afraid. They believe their territory will be destroyed, and their interests will be ignored once again. Teresa Bo, Al Jazeera.